Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, you are all. You just went straight in there.
Yeah, I know, because I'm like, oh, bollocks.
You're ready to go?
Okay,
love, right. You take her away,
beautiful.
Love.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hello, my baby.
Hey, you, baby.
I missed you, I did.
Lads, you know the way I've obviously keep ignoring everyone. I've been ignoring Carly. She's really getting pissed off with it. No, but now I've been away for her, so she couldn't physically knock on my door and try threatening me, so it was great. But she's in the height of it at me. She gave me a force.
It's nice to know I was missed anyway.
But now I'll be snapping when you're away. I'll be snapping. Yeah. Even though, are we away together?
Yeah, we coincide.
Coincide. Well, what day are you away? The 19th, is it? The Friday?
The 22nd. I'm going to the 28th.
Oh no.
Monday, if I 6 nights.
Well, I'm going back to Ibiza. So when you hear this, I'll already be in Ibiza again, lads. And I ruined my fucking life and the colour of me.
Oh, no. Yeah, mahogany. No, no, yeah, mahogany.
I don't think I've ever been this dark in my life. So the story to this is, you know, your first holiday, the first day of your holiday, basically.
Yes.
You're obviously up early from the airport. You're drinking from stupid o'clock, but then we not go asleep. And the group I was going with was still packing at like 12:30 and we had to leave for the airport at 2:30. So we've been drinking all throughout the evening.
Yeah.
And just drinking and waiting for the taxi, as you do. The queue actually wasn't that bad. That I can remember. I can't piece together or anything. But
were
what
you,
I do
like,
now, I'm calling Dublin
were
Airport.
You really, really bad when you got to the airport?
No, it wasn't. We walked straight through.
No, were you really bad locked, I mean?
I think I had like two bottles of wine, maybe.
Right.
No, I was just merry, on my way.
Merry.
Having a good time.
I like that.
But you know what I was fuming about is that I thought I'd done priority when I booked this, when
right.
I was drunk in the forge that time. Right. And I didn't do priority with like two cabin bags and all this jazz. So as I was checking in before we were going, I had to spend an extra like €90. Because obviously I was like, I'm going to have to get insurance for my ankle, which is like a whole gold insurance.
Yeah.
I was like, because something's going to happen to me, because it's clearly me. And then I was like, right, cool. And then I was like, oh, you only have a 20kg? And I was like, no, I have another two bags of this because clearly it's me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going away for a month. So I had to pay like another 35 over and 35 back. So that was 70. And then I was like, let's just get fast track just because why not give an extra 13 euro? You know yourself.
Come here, you're not to give that much money. An extra 13 euro wasn't going to change your life. Like, fuck it, go on.
Yeah, well, fast track wasn't open. So they just took all our money. Fast track wasn't open. Went through there, had a ball. We all queued up outside the Dublin fucking, what's that, the bird? The rooftop fucking...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's not up until 4. So everyone was just queuing, standing there, chit-chat, and we skipped the whole queue because that's what you do. Got geared. And then it's just all like Tetris from there. I'm trying to puzzle it all back together. But what I can remember is
I did see a few videos from your flight. Now, I'm not saying not of you. I mean the flight in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Okay, yeah. So there's no drink on the Ibiza flight anymore, lads. No, they just don't serve it anymore. So what one of the girls did, I'm not naming names. You'll have to piece this together yourself. What, like Dickie dived and went missing like Houdini. I was like, where the fuck is she gone? So there she comes back with a bottle of Di Serrano. And I was like, do you have any mixer? She's like, oh no, just Di Serrano. So we were doing gulps of Di Serrano. The whole bottle was gone. Next of all, I just remember going to the toilet, talking to one person, and then waking up like a little bow peep, like literally just stuck to the window.
Snoozy Susie was gone.
And then all I could hear was, I think I'm going to get arrested. And I was like, that's a lovely way to wake up. I was like, are we here? And you knew we were here once the door opened because the heat woofed in on it.
Yeah.
Think we're going to get arrested. Door open, and everyone just pointed at her and just goes, you off now. There's just murder on the plane then.
And you have no explanation as to why this girl is.
Oh, I was KO'd. I was having a little Kit Kat on the plane. I was like, I'm not getting into all the trouble. Now, I do have the explanation, but I'm not going to give it because people are going to be like, deserved.
Okay.
So there you go. Off she pops, screaming, crying. But you know what the funniest part was about it? Like, cause they're on the plane, she's like, I'll show you aggressive, and started going 90. But the minute she like tiptoed one foot off the plane, she just started
quivered.
Screaming,
yeah,
crying.
Yeah, she crumbled.
One of the girls just climbing over all the seats to see what the story was, and there was just police everywhere.
No, Sean, let me be honest with you. I would not, if I love that money, get smart with the police, yeah. because they are insane. Saying,
they will just shoot you.
I have bang, seen bang, people gone. Get in the back of their legs took off them with batons because no. They asked them, what do I get stopped for?
It'd be like 50 Cent shot 9 times going around literally.
Do you know what? You're all right. no comprende.
No inglés, yeah. Sorry.
Fiamo.
Bally, that's all I learned, yeah. Over there. Bally means yeah, okay, or something like that.
Okay.
But here we go, right? So off the plane we went. I think we're up the front. So walking through passport control, trying to ring, like, what's the story? What's happening? Didn't know, just crying as you do. So I think she got away with it because she was just crying to them.
They probably just said they were record listening to you.
No, it gets better because I'm going to tell you like the end trip now and then I'm going to bring her back. So crying to them as you do, passport control, went through, and then there she is with all the bags, just like this.
She
fast tracked through everyone. But little did we know when we were checking in to come home then, when one went to check on, it was like, oh, you don't exist. Like, you are just non-existent. Like, you are not on this flight. She's like, no, like... Here you go. Here's my boarding card. Here's everything. No, you just don't exist. Like, you are literally Casper. Like, and she's like, what do you mean? And she's like, just nothing got to do with you. It was on the flight. So, like, three people are huddled around speaking Spanish. And I was like, oh, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
And then one of the girls, Ali, texted me. She was like, oh, I'm way ahead of you. She was like, but if you don't leave now, you're 15 minutes before your gate closes. So, you need to hurry up. And I was like, where are you? She's like, I'm like halfway through the crowd. She's like, I'd say the queue is 50 minutes. But, like, the minute you go through, the gate is just there. So I was like, oh, we have to leave. So they just rang me like, you're banned from Ryanair forever. Like, you're just banned from Ryanair forever. Like, no. So maybe
no
that's
ifs,
what,
buts, maybe, can
no,
you
no
them?
Ifs, no, no. And I don't know, because the Spanish are just ruthless, and they just literally are just like, oh no, fuck you. And I think that's what they were trying to say to her in the car, but she just kept screaming, crying. So she thought she got away with it, but obviously they didn't know English, and they were just going back and forth. So she was like, no, all is good. So she had to sit there for like a whole day, connect and fly off a different flight altogether to like France to Dublin, and she's home now, thankfully. But we're waiting to appeal her from
Ryanair. No, I beat it with her aunt me at that stage. I just would have been like, you know what, I'll just stay here.
No.
You won't be getting me to Lufthansa airport. No, I'm sorry. Absolutely not. Yeah, 737 Boeing. Where the fuck is it ever going?
Awful.
I'm not going on it.
And because it was so awful, because not a screed a penny did we have. Only one of the girls said, obviously.
Not a penny,
so
Jenny,
like,
says you.
Here's my charger. You're just going to have to trust me. And we just went our separate ways. So she's standing there having a panic attack, screaming, crying. And then off we popped, and then we just ran. So it's just like, you're just going to have to trust me. I'm just going to have to do what you're going to have to do with. And it was just like, it was awful. But that
no,
was the
you
day.
Absolutely left that woman like Michaela McCollum in that airport.
I know.
And you two stepped out of it. But that wasn't it, Peru too. There was only one little
one.
That's
the whole airport vibe. And the colour I am is because I was so drunk. Check-in was like 4 o'clock. Keeps getting fucked. Why is check-in so late now? It just keeps getting worse and worse. And I was like, right, cool, we'll do the whole pill thing, have a ball. And then we seen like the groups of Dublin. It was literally just like the whole of Dublin.
The whole of Dublin was overnight.
I was like, there's literally no need. I had about 900 panic
attacks.
Like
going to Forge.
No, literally like going to Forge.
Yeah.
How did I be today? Gee-eyed. And next of all, I wake up and check my phone. I'm stuck to a balcony. Some man's pushing me because he thought I was dead. I'm like, you know, did you ever see like just a fly in the wall that's just stuck?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I was like in the balcony glass. Or I was just like
the alien babies no, like that you used to like, show when you were younger.
It was like someone just flung me from the sky and was like, you were just going to land on that balcony. So apparently I was there for 2 hours having a nap and I was just dead.
Whose home was this?
Some man's home. But I think I'm going up to get a drink. But
did you get a hip broke?
Oh, did I? My hip has never been the best it's been ever.
Most intact
no.
it's ever been.
My hip is up on my shoulder. You stop as a move.
You're a pain clinic.
No,
thank
a pain
you
clinic.
That.
Thank you. Junction 6. But no hip broken. Ting was dead on the bed. Other one was dead on the bed. We were just all dead. We just woke up at 6 o'clock, went to check in, and they were just looked at us and were like, "Use our Maldi." So they were like €600 place, and I was like, "No, so everyone else
what?
Paid €200." And he's like €600. Use our Maldi, but we still can't piece it together. We were just all Maldi. One was asleep on the floor beside reception. It was just awful, but we had a good time all in all.
And
that's,
you know,
just
I'm
a 4-day holiday.
Yeah,
I still can't remember. And like, normally I have all the videos, but I still can't piece it together. It's just awful. It's like snakes and ladders. You know when you get to 99, you're like, ha, back there,
and
you go to one. That's what
and
it was like.
You are so quiet on your stories as well. So I was trying to get a gauge on what the story was. Nothing.
Everyone was trying to get a gauge and was like, oh, have you lost your phone? But they were like, once like two ticks went through on WhatsApp, they're like, right, I know you're still alive, but you're just not putting that up. But
I was looking at you sitting online. And I was like, right, okay, well... No. What have I told you, Sean? If you don't want to got to do it, you just say, Carly, I haven't got time for
Carly,
it today.
No, I couldn't even see my screen.
What was you doing online?
I died on someone's random balcony for 2 hours. This is why
on WhatsApp, was it?
I thought I was robbed as well. So obviously I had me like Folex, which is me fake Rolex. Yeah. Wouldn't be able to afford one. And I can't remember, like I was saying, piece back together, but I put it into my shoe in the room because I didn't want to wear that. I wanted to wear something else. But when I was getting ready, I was like, he robbed me. So when I seen him, I was like, happened in the room. I was like, when you have a chance and you find a Rolex that you robbed off my wrist because I was asleep on the balcony. And he was like, oh, I didn't rob you. He's like, you literally just all KO'd the minute he has come up. And I was like, Robert, every single day for the holidays, called him Robert until I had to put that pair of runners on. And I was like, oh, never mind.
I bought a new one. You did rob it.
No, I beat it as wild.
I haven't been since 2015.
Oh, you went with Carrie.
Two nannies, if there ever was two, to go anywhere. Like, there was absolutely no need for us to go to Ibiza. That's it.
Were you drunk in Carly back then?
Yeah. Like, no, in all fairness, I would have drank a fair bit. But I never drink an awful lot on holidays. And I think it's because I get nervous when I'm away and I don't have
you don't
the
know your surroundings.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I was like
so I never usually get myself in a bad state on holidays. But we stayed.
I was like that as well. Ian's like, you fucking just fell asleep in the balcony.
10 minutes for him telling us.
Yeah, and he's like,
yeah,
no,
but
I'm
like,
just
that's a foresight at holiday. I mean, after that, I'm very much aware. I couldn't get drunk then.
Very tuned in.
Just everything was hit on my close friends. My phone just kept automatically doing it. I was like, great, thank you so much.
Yeah, do you know what? I haven't got a close friend on Instagram and I'm too afraid to make one on Instagram because I will 100% end up putting it on my main story. So what I'm going to do when I'm going on my holidays, because I'm going to absolute head cases, I'm going to just make a private story on Snapchat and get everybody to add it because I don't care what goes on my Snapchat. I couldn't give a flute about that, but it's just all very public. If something gets fucked on your Instagram, not a hope, and I would make that mistake.
No, my phone was just like, oh, you're bollocks, I'll do it for you, and I never use close friends. Yeah, I kept saying, oh, bollocks, and then when I kept coming back, I was like, oh, I'm about to put something up, and I had to keep checking it. It was just like close friends. I was like, thank you so much, phone. It's the least you can do.
But the time me and Kira went, we stayed in that Breeza. It was like Popsy Mount Joy.
Breeza?
The Breeza.
Why'd you go to all these mad places? Will you just get
the
extra 100 euro?
At the time,
that
was the cool place to go. Excuse me, don't
give
be calling me
now. Get the extra 100 euro.
I swear to God, the Breeza at the time was the place that everybody stayed. So,
I've never heard of that in my life.
Oh my, it's literally like a prison. It's disgusting. So like there wasn't a lick of music at the pool or nothing. Like the year that we went, obviously the years before it was really good, I'd say something dreadful happened, and then that year they tried to lock it down. Oh my, Cova Hotel, I'm telling you now, I was like, this is disgusting. We were supposed to stay for 2 weeks because Innocent Holds had no idea, like nothing goes on during
someone
the day really,
there,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, like everybody's just over from the night before, they're either ticking on the session from the night before and rolling on over, and then there's fuck all to do during the day, and I don't know, it just, it wasn't for us at that time. Do you know what I'm saying? So we, 2 weeks where I was supposed to stay, we went home after 9 days screaming, crying.
No.
Screaming, crying.
2 weeks, you're my bastard. I felt like I was over there for
you
about
were
a
gone
month. About a month.
For a year.
About a month, literally. And do you know what made it worse?
You done a gap year and I beat it.
I was with that group, then we met another group, and then Ellie and Charlene appeared, and then the other two girls appeared, and then Ave and Ali. So it was just like, I was there for so long, but they all just kept coming day in, day out. So it was like I was doing new holidays every single time with people.
Yeah, yeah.
It was mental. Not that I can remember half of it, but yeah. Ian, I know I had my wits about me, but I also have fucking mushy brain, but still.
You have loads of
I feel
fun,
like I'm
honey.
Pregnant. I feel like I have a pregnant brain or something. And I was like, what are they talking about in the podcast?
Everybody just comes
home like
Danny from Ibiza, no matter what way you do it. No matter
we got
what way
robbed
you do
as well, by the way, by a taxi man, because when you go to super clubs, there's no taxis over in Ibiza. There's
Why
one taxi.
Why was everybody walking on dirt roads home and all? What
no,
was that about?
Dirt roads, literally like, so the journey there is 25 minutes, but it's because it's just one straight road once you get onto it. But the walk home is 4.5 hours. So I was like, no, we came out of the club, all the clubs just burst into one, so everyone was just like a taxi rank queue.
Yeah.
And I was like, normally how long does this take? I was like, obviously everyone's gonna know that, like the taxi men are gonna be like, right, we're gonna make an easy like 60-70 euro here to just drop someone home and then go home.
Did you find out why there is a shortage?
They're just a shortage since COVID, and no one gives a flying fuck about anyone.
It's like the same in Dublin though. The second people stopped driving in Dublin, they were like, fuck that, actually I don't enjoy that life, and I'm there you go, hold on to it. There's different ways of making money, and it won't be fucking taxi.
Well, they were like, it's 4 hours long, and like it was like at 6 a.m. as it is. I was like, it's gonna be 10 o'clock in the morning before I get home. I said, no. So this random man collected one of the girls and he was like, no, but it's in a Mercedes. Like he was dressed up lovely.
Fake taxi.
Had a big Mercedes van, like with a yoke. Yeah, no, literally. No, literally. And you want to see his joke. So he's like, 100 euro. I was like, grand. I was like, and I was talking to these two, like Liverpool lads. And I was like, where are you staying? He's like, just there. I was like, you're literally 1 minute away from us. Do you want to just jump in with us? Because I don't have the money to be paying.
So if you just give me all your money.
And he was like, grand. So between us all, what's that? What's 100 between 5? 25?
I can't count.
No, 20?
I've just calculated.
Ian's like, yeah, you're super bastard, 20. So then we were talking to these lads, got them into the taxi, and he was like €100, and like halfway home, he just randomly pulled in off the road,
right.
hit a garage, and just slid the door open. He was like, "Revolute me!" And I was like, "I'll just walk home." And Ali was like, "No, I gotta walk home. Fuck you and all." Yeah, he was like 150, and I was like, "I literally have the voice note of you saying €100." I was like, "Here it is," and he was like, "No." He was like, "150 is what I said." I was like, "It says €100, so the two Englishmen, I couldn't fight because my little ankle.
Yeah.
And they were going 90 at him. The other fella got sick in the taxi. I was like, you just had to make it worse. He had to jump out of the fucking thing. He pissed himself and got sick in the taxi.
Oh, lovely.
Maybe you shouldn't have been
lovely
in the taxi.
Lovely and coherent, that man.
Lovely and coherent. So we had to pay him 150 because that's a scam, basically.
It's a scam.
We can leave you here and you're going to have to walk for another 2.5 hours, or you're just going to have to pay the 150, basically. Because there's no taxis pulling in here. It's just an abandoned, like, petrol station. So,
have you never heard about them taxis overnight?
Oh, no, yeah, I have, but I was like, right, there's five of us, so realistically, we're all together. If we get robbed, I was like, it's not just myself, so I was like, it's grand.
Ollie has thrown ham.
I would rather pay €20 than wait another 4 hours in that queue, to be honest. It was €20 each, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it's also a very dangerous situation to put yourself in.
Yeah, well, you're dead right.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead right.
Well, listen,
every
you're
other
here
situation
now.
That I can't speak about was also very dangerous. And Olivia's all very much, and I would love to tell you. But I can.
He's had been sitting here being like, Carly, there's so much and we just can't.
No. But everything's just so fucking expensive. Some of the lads and all are jumping on the table now. I did.
Now 40 in euro for a bottle of water.
40 in euro. The one taxi's out was 60. Blah, I forgot her phone. So I was like, right, Grant. And I like, obviously she's not stuck for that because she's a multi-millionaire.
Basically.
Multi-millionaire, yeah. As you do. So she forgot her phone, but everything's on the phone, just the card, as you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Rose home kept crying. So I was like, I'll get a taxi. And I was like, why is the client? I said, like, I don't really have the money. And I was like, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, can you revolute me?
Yeah,
like,
no, you never
holidays,
do.
You know
imagine
what I mean?
No, but you'd be Scarlet anyway.
Scarlet. So I went into the club and it was like €85 for three vodkas and a dash.
That's
€85 for three vodkas and a dash. And then I remember the girls beside us being like, can I get two bottles of water? And they were like €50. And they're like, shove your water, I'll dehydrate, basically.
Oh, I'll die on your floor.
I'll die on your
and
floor.
And I'm telling you.
Now, usually an answer was poxy. So Rouse thing declined and I was like, oh, I'll just get it. So I was like, right, they're going to get a taxi home. I was like, it all works out. It's fine.
Yeah.
No. Didn't see them because Ant was literally, it was diabolical. Like, wouldn't recommend, like, no? Unless you have a table
right.
Or like you're in the VIP because everyone was just too rowdy because to get to one part, you have to burst through the crowd and no one's moving. So when you are bursting through them, they're
imagine
like trying
me.
To fight
Penny
you.
Annie. I'd be on
you.
The fucking floor.
I had about five panic attacks that night as well. But that was awful. So I just spent a bomb that night. And never got one drink because all the drinks went flying out of hand. So I just spent €85 just to give them
on
the money.
On tinner. Beautiful.
It was awful. And then one of the lads paid $18,000 for a table in Amnesia.
No way.
But we were over like the DJ box. I was like, oh, this is great. And then look to your right. And who's over there? Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie is standing in Ibiza in Amnesia. And Jason Statham.
Oh no!
I was like,
because I'd have been on my hands and knees screaming.
I love Harley Quinn. I love Harley Quinn. She went then after 2 minutes. I said,
"Yeah, she probably
said
that." She's
like, "That spooky bastard's yeah. gonna jump across here now and try rugby tackle me for a fucking picture." They just randomly in the club, and the man was like, "Oh yeah, they just normally do that. All the famous people just like give their €20,000 for the table and then just go after 5 minutes."
Yeah, well then you're sitting on a table beside the famous.
But I felt like a big
I wouldn't be able to handle myself.
No.
Leave me down with the peasants. You can't put me in places like that. I don't belong there. Leave me down
on
the
floor.
You
would have had a ball looking over at everyone. But all the lads like just
looking
drink.
Down on them all. Look at
just
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we get no pics at Little Mix, guys.
I'm sure you got a bit of stick over that over there, did you?
One person's had it. Some now, nanny.
Now, anytime I'm out, I do get it, but people give it to me on your behalf. So they're like, oh, Carly, will you get in a picture now? Sorry, I know you don't like pictures. I'm like, no, that's Sean. That's not me.
I love pictures.
And people are like, oh, no, sorry to body you now. Would I could,
Carly,
could I body
bring it back up, please? Thanks
you
so
just
much.
Did it. But yeah, no, I'm very jealous. You know what I said? I'd love to do Ibiza next year. I'd like to do a week, but I'd do 5 days on the spin and then give myself 2 days recovery because you couldn't. Like, do you know what I'm saying? But I'd love a go. I'd love to go back. I think I'll do it next year.
A big group. You'd need a big group.
Yeah, and I'm bleeding hate blow to tanners because I can't go over. I'll get hate blow to tanners because I couldn't go over like this. Sean, I absolutely couldn't do it. Some of the girls over there, sweet Jesus Christ, the outfits, everything.
This,
like, what
no,
is
disgusting.
This stuff? Disgusting?
Disgusting.
Oh, I seen some girls that were fucking bomb.
I was like, if your string just detangled your whole hoot nanny's hanging out.
Yeah, your whole pussy pipes
your
on
whole,
there.
Your like,
floor.
Your little meow meow is going to be crawling
my
all over.
I thought you'd be like a rasher on a washing line. I wouldn't be able to wear a hat like that. That would be, girl, see these whole body bits of floss. No, because I do. I have a fupa fat up at pussy area. Me thing would be barking at you.
The string be just flossing through it.
Oh, no, that'd be me. Sue the cream. Has anyone got Sue the cream? Talcum powder.
Oh, imagine it. Hashtag
oh, the chief. Oh, the chief. No.
Oh, no.
My legs would be bacon bread. I couldn't do it.
You have a year to catch our outfits together anyway.
I have a year to lose this weight.
I think all the girls are mad. Some of them are massive, and then when I look back and I'm like, no.
Do you know what it is? I do think it also depends on the event that you're going to.
It really does.
See, and that was like kind of sci-fi, techno, fucking futuristic, but sexy buzz. Mm. And I love that. Like, that was, I seen some girls at that. Like, can I just say, I hold my hands up, there's a girl called Rebecca MacDonald, and fuck me, she was spectacular. Like, she looked amazing. And I was just like, if I had the body for Jesus, I'd do it all day, every day. But the girls were unreal. I have to say, they killed it over there. Like, fellas just have it so easy. Pair of poxy swim shorts and off they go. And the girls are putting their heart and soul into these.
I was panicking.
Outfits.
I was like, where can I get me fake designers from before I go, please? Because all of them have all the real designers. And I was like, I can't stand beside you.
Can I just say something though? Like, I did see an awful lot of people over there. And I don't want to like rip anybody down. But like, just because it's designer doesn't mean it's nice. Do you know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, 110%.
And when you're getting the exact same gear after like, say, Luxbuster and all the whole lot. You're laughing because it is identical. The amount of stuff that I'm after getting over the past while, and like that, I always said before, I won't be buying fakes off people, which I was kindly gifted, to be fair. Now I am. But fucking Nora, you'd actually really not be able to tell the difference. Obviously, if you worked in that field and you had the eye for it, and you could tell by, see all this serial number shite and all, yeah, fair. But to a normal person's eye, you'd never tell the fucking difference. No,
well, all them lads did not have one fake because they had money to burn. Literally.
And do you know what? I'm happy for them.
I'm so jealous.
Do you know what? Again, I don't think there's ever a point for me to ever come into that sort of money because I just act a fucking fool. I think I'm very happy to stay where I am. Now, honestly, I think too much of myself. I'd be a prick and I'd be no good. I really do think I'm just better off staying in my lane.
Like, what would
here.
You buy? We are forcing if you had like 40 grand in the bank.
I'd
right
get
now.
Monster truck wheels put on me Yaris. And I'd do pimp my ride and get like a badminton court
like
in the back.
Like that fucking chair, the hydraulics. Yeah. You got the
pimp. It's to the exhibit. No, honestly, I would. I get a badminton court and a flask green put in the back of it because it's the size of the tree arena when you pull them seats forward.
No, it's foxy time. Did you put air in your left tire, yeah?
Yeah. It might be whistling, but it's doing well. We got here, didn't we? We're here recording.
Yeah, so that's really it. All in Ibiza. I'm home and I'm alive. I slept for about 85 hours when I got home and I...
Oh, you need a bit of rejuvenation after well. That. Come here, I tell you, like I said, I was a handbag over in Ibiza the first time I went and I slept for days after. It just takes the life and soul out of you. No. That Ibiza airport coming home is like the city mark. No. I've never seen anything like
it. I don't know what your one was doing. So it was like, you know, obviously the way we have our security when you go through and you just basically scan your boarding pass, a little gate opens up as you do. Well, they had one part blocked off and it was just random because it was just like a table and chairs and there's just two security and it was like, if you're flying to Ireland, just go there. If you're just, and I was like, well, everyone can just walk through. I was like, if I scan it, it's not going to say beep, beep. It was like, if you're going to the UK, go here. So our queue, your one was literally just like this on her phone. This all she kept doing. I was like, what the fuck? So she had the whole queue. She's like, oh. And I was like, what? And she's like, just go through. I was like, why? She had everyone held up. Luckily for blah, blah, literally went up and was like, oh, we're going to miss our flight. AKA, we want the Burger King and want to sit down. Like, but they were just, it was atrocious. So if you're going to Ibiza, lad, rent a car. All right?
And
give yourself about 800 grand to bring and everything else that you want to do.
So come
go to
me.
Skinny Kitchen.
Oh, look.
Trying to give the mommy tips and tricks.
Yeah, the tips.
Don't die in a balcony.
You do a little. You do a little Instagram.
I will
post
absolutely
want,
not. 110%.
Sorry, but come here to me. Seeing as we're on the subject of holidays and image, and we're after having a little chat about all that. So what I wanted to get into, and an awful lot of that's been coming up on my Instagram this week, is body image.
Oh yeah, I signed it to you the other week.
Yeah, as regards men, as regards women, and what I like about this podcast with me and you being a boy and a girl is we can get both perspectives, which is lovely. Although yours may be a bit more feminine than most regular men's perspectives, it's still a man's perspective. So, like you said, with your holidays over in Ibiza, did you find that men were conscious of how they looked? And I don't mean as in their clothing. I mean as in like their physique, as in like their bodies. And do you think they were paranoid or that? Like, could you see them paying attention to people around them the way that women would?
Like? Oh, no. Like, the group that we are in our hotel ripped each other asunder. Like, they were calling each other every single name under the sun. So they had to be comfortable in their old game because they were going to get it anyway.
Yeah, well, was yeah. Because I seen, like, different, you know, TikTok. TikTok is a major place for seeing where things go arseways. Like, I seen girls putting up videos and they were like, I was in Ocean Beach and there was girls, like, pointing and laughing at me and... Do you know, like all this carry on and I'm just like, oh my God, because I remember when I went, even in 2015, like I remember that anywhere that I went, I noticed anyway, like it was all very image based and it was all kind of, oh, well, you can't wear this here and you have to wear this style of this here. And I think it's just, it's very different to going on your fucking run-of-the-mill holiday to bleeding Lanzarote or whatever. Do you know what
Ocean
saying?
Beach is very hard to know, because I was a bit paranoid as well. And I was like, you think everyone and Annie's talking about you.
Yeah.
But if you catch eye with someone and just having a laugh, it doesn't mean they're fucking talking about you. Like, it's just in your head.
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of is.
You're already feeling insecure as well. And
I couldn't do one fucking workout either, because me think. But that's another thing, because I was like, because I was going on holidays, I was like, I'm going to have to do my 10-week transformation.
And as a
but
man,
then after
right?
that, I'm like, then I'm done.
Because remember, you got, where were you going that time when you got shredded that time?
Oh, I just, someone broke my heart. So I was like, yeah, fuck you. You're not going to be telling me.
Well, you were training with Noah.
Yeah.
Was that when you were going to Ibiza?
No. I just think just I don't. I think I don't. Think I done my first ad on Instagram, and I'm not even going to tell you what it was, because it was absolutely disgraceful. But my belly was hanging out of my jeans, and I was like a little cupcake. So I was like, not a hope in hell.
You were done.
Yeah. And then I was in love with someone, and they didn't love me back. So I was like, okay.
But you looked fucking
I looked
bomb.
Unbelievable after
and did you wish then going over to Ibiza this time that you looked like that again?
That's what I was like. I was like, right, grand. Because I was texting someone literally right before Forbidden Fruit, and I was like, right, I was like, how many more weeks have I got? I was like, right, that's perfect, 8 to 10 weeks. I was like, I'll have some sort of something. It'll be fine. But then when I went out, I was like, you just have to embrace it. And I was just like, me ankle. I don't look like, me ankle don't normally look like this. Like, but to be fair, me little 2-pack came true.
No, you
after
free.
Only having 4 like Harry Bows for the whole holiday. But yeah, it did come true. Like, yeah.
No, you looked great. But I like that another friend of mine was going over and texting me off roaring and crying, I'm too big, like the girls over there and this, that and that. And I could see where she was coming from again, because I understand it. But I find that this year especially, that an awful lot about body positivity is being promoted an awful lot more. And like for women and men, like it's being brought up an awful lot more. So I'm had to been going to the gym an awful lot lately and really enjoying it. I love the gym. I love actually going.
You're like back to normal now in the gym, loving it again?
Well, Chantelle's had to be over, so I haven't been going. But this week I'll be flat in the gym. And I love it. And do you know what? It can be disheartening for me at times, because after being under treatment and stuff, there was that much shite ran through my body. My body doesn't function the way it used to. I can't lose the weight the way I used to. It's not staying off me. I fluctuate so much now.
And
I was
it just
only
came out at once, didn't it, remember? It just literally one day you were just like that and just blew up all over chemo.
Yeah, Jesus like, Christ, I put on three some when I was on treatment. Literally. So when I came out of that then and I was back training and stuff, like the weight was either dropping at me really quickly and I'd be tiny for a week and then I'd be huge the next week. Like my body is still trying to find its fucking middle ground. I had a question box up yesterday on Instagram and someone was asking me about my figure and I was trying to explain this. One day I'll fit into a size 14 and the next day I'll fit into a size fucking 10. My body's all over the kip. I don't know what way it is. So now that I'm going on holidays, like I'm had to been beating myself up over the past couple of weeks, like I said, lashing the gym over. The weight, I'm going up on the scales. I am the heaviest I've ever been.
Muscle, baby.
But I'm thinner. Do you know what I'm saying? So, but then some days I have a bloat on me and I'm fucking humongous. And then other days I look well and I was like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare on me holidays for me clothes and all the whole lot. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Who actually
you're
gives a fiddler's flying
the worst
fuck?
Thing rather than enjoying the holiday that you haven't been on because you've been
you're
stuck
spending
in your
all your money to go somewhere to enjoy your holiday.
We're
and
two
all
friends
you
that aren't
going to
judge you. You're going to have a good time.
All you can think about is how you're going to who gives a fiddler's fuck about how you look? And I'm saying this for myself as well. Yeah. Here's me preaching to the choir. Take it in yourself, Carly, because it is madness. Like you're going over to relax, to enjoy a bit of sun. Get a bit of vitamin D, rejuvenate. You know what I'm saying?
And the other day.
I'm wrong.
And I didn't get it.
Well, listen,
I tried to get it, but I didn't get it.
But yeah, going over to eat all your lovely meals and go out at night, and then you'd have people like watching what they're eating. Fuck that. I'm going over there to fill myself up to be gal full of grub, and I can't believe. Wait.
Oh, you're all going to be stinking of fish. You're going to be like,
absolutely garlic and all. I come here, and you know what? Like, I find so funny. Girls are like, now would you eat garlic like if you went out? If I fucking right, I would. Probably double the amount. I would.
I dip his head in it and eat him. I literally would. I love a good garlic and bread.
Yeah, I couldn't.
What's it called? Aioli.
Aioli over there. But yeah, like, I just think it's such a body thing. But this year, I think that social media, I think it's fucking poison at the best of times.
Poison.
But there has been an awful lot more body positivity posts and kind of trying to encourage men and women and to see that we're all regular shapes and sizes, which might lead us into a different type of conversation later on. I'll see how I feel about it.
Oh, really? We're going to go there?
I don't know.
Kiss my designer vagina. Right, lads, we have the little red chair once someone sent in a very funny voice note. So she let me play it out as well. No, it's very funny. I cried about 4 times listening to it, so you enjoy it as much as I did.
So when I was making the cakes, this girl wanted a Dex cake. And at the time I couldn't find black icing or black colouring. So I went into the shop and it was last minute, obviously, because I was never a bit poxy organised with them cakes. And I painted the black stuff on. The girl said I could do it, but I'd probably need 24 hours before. oh God, even when I think about it, I feel like crying. They needed 24 hours to let us settle into the icing. But obviously I didn't do that. I waited about 10 minutes before the girl collected the cake and it was dripping like black slime. But it looked great. But at the party when she served it to everyone, everyone's teeth went black. And it ruined the party. It was the 24th. And the girl, she had to go home. And all her man, all her black colour.
Wait, it gets better.
I had to give her money back. I said I was going mad. That was a faulty product, but it wasn't. It was me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, no, it was the worst thing. And she said the next day, my shit was green.
There you go.
Oh my God.
And she said she only gave her half a refund back. She needs to give her a full one. No, imagine.
I hope to God whoever bet it was. Oh my God, that's scandalous. But imagine looking back at the 24 pictures and everybody's like fucking Captain Jack Sparrow in the pictures. Oh my God, the poor girl. But imagine I had to get an arm massively all done up.
And she's then your mouth just died. And you're prepping your 24s a few months in advance. And you have to go home after eating your cake.
I would kill someone's down there. I'm telling you now, I'd have got to compensate the party and all. I'd have flipped the lid. No, very
you
funny.
That the black didn't come off the teeth for a few days.
And then imagine. No, but you know what? I can think about them sitting in the gaff the next morning giving out about it and all that mouth. It's black.
But you know what makes it better? Instead of getting the full refund, she's like, do you want me to make it another cake?
Oh, that girl's very funny.
She's very funny.
Oh, no, fair play to her.
No. I'm going to tell you another story about it as well. And she said it's okay.
Right.
Basically, you know, like when you're in church, she's at a funeral. Now, this girl is at a funeral every week. And she's, no, it's awful. But she's like, I'm just so used to them. She has a little blue rain jacket. She goes to get a spray tan done. That's what makes her feel better about the funerals. So... No, this is where I used to walk with her. Right. I used to walk with her. She's like, Sean, the only thing that'll make me get ready for a funeral is I need a spray tan to feel good about myself. And put
that's one of the most bizarre things I've probably ever heard.
But her and her sister are little bastards. Like me and you giggling. No, you're not supposed to laugh, but she's laughing in the fucking funeral. And they were like, peace be with you. And she kept saying, peace be with you, peace be with you. And her sister was like, what are you saying? She was like, pleased to meet you, pleased to meet you. But because they were having a full-on fit, laughing the whole funeral, thought they were like full-on inconsolable, like crying. So everyone was like, dear, it's absolutely fine. But she was like, pleased to meet you, pleased to meet you, pleased to meet you, going around the whole thing. I really don't know what to be saying at the funerals. Like when my mom's beside me and all, I'm just like, I don't know what to be saying.
Yeah, and you're trying to pretend that you know the prayers and all the whole lot. It's very awkward. I'm just there for the soup.
The what?
The soup.
What soup?
Funeral soup. Oh. Sean, don't act like you don't know funeral soup's the nicest soup you've ever got in your life.
I don't really like soup.
Oh, it's my dad's
I only
sin,
like dipping my bread in. Once my bread is gone, I don't really eat soup.
Sean, funeral soup is just up there with one of the nicest things I've ever had in my life.
No, you're disgusting tasting.
Oh, if I was on death row, I'd be like, is a little cup of funeral soup there now? Not for my last meal, just a little
side. What would your death row maybe go on? Ian, stop laughing at me. I'm very tired, Ian. Stop it. So also, lads, you have to record one more podcast this week. Best I can't even.
And that's what happens when you go to Ibiza for 9 days.
And don't sleep for the first 3 days. Oh, God.
Don't roll meal real quick. Quick fire. what's wrong with us? I reckon it'd probably be a Ruby's now at this stage.
You love fucking
buttermilk chicken
Monday
burger
as well.
Yeah, buttermilk chicken burger, and then they have
milk.
And then they have prawns, but they're like in this cheesy sauce. Oh my days.
Did you get them last time?
Yeah, and then you no, not with you. And then you get bread, and you can dip it into the cheesy sauce. Oh my God. Yeah.
Sorry, who else Rubies did you get them with?
Sorry, you were
yeah,
away.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck about your debt realm or whatever the fucking thing you're called.
Your debt realm.
Dublin blue. Here were you without
you're
me.
You're glitching as everything, okay.
I'm like the glitch from fucking Wreck-It Ralph. That's what I'm like.
Stitch has a glitch. He's gone.
Oh, lads, I'm very tired now. I'm very trying to wake up here now. Again.
Give us a sex story while you're there. Go on.
All right, we'll do a little sex story.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a virgin. That
this
never,
is a virgin, that's a virgin
this
now.
This is a virgin. I think the boy was a virgin in this because this is absolutely disgraceful. So my friend had a lad throw a bottle of water on her vagina because she wasn't wet enough. I don't really think he knows what he was doing.
That's putting the fire out. If like, that's
imagine
not helping.
Crazy with you and also with you getting baptised in the bed. Like what?
Sticking a bit of vinegar in a bleeding stomach. Don't do that.
No, a bottle of water on
is
a little
that all it is? Is he just drowned out of water?
My friend had a lad throw a bottle of water on her vagina because she wasn't wet enough.
He
I think
had
he was
to
a virgin.
Have been a virgin. Oh, he definitely had to have been a virgin because the friction after.
Now, I've never gone through that because obviously I've never ate muffin or done anything with muffin. Ian, have you ever thrown a bottle of water on a girl? You have? Have you, Ian? No. Ian, you have?
Ian, are you coming
are you
in?
Speak?
Yes.
Right.
First time ever me and my girlfriend had sex. So like 8 years
you're
ago,
exposed.
I left like a pint of water in the headboard, but forgot it was there.
No, then, don't.
Like after like whatever a certain amount of time, it was pretty much as I came. The water fell. But I thought she was after having like the biggest fucking.
Oh, yeah. Give it to her.
He's sitting there kissing his biceps and all, yeah, yeah.
And the whole bed was
oh, am I done with the sex stories? That's Ian.
Oh
brilliant,
God.
Ian. Ian, why did you never send that in to me before now?
Yeah, you should have done that anonymously.
I can't say that word. I'm not even going to try it.
Oh, my God, Ian, that's a cracker. I thought you were going to say that the glass came down and knocked her out. Well, listen, make it up as you will.
No. And how long did it take for you to realise, like, oh, bollocks, I actually spilled
did
water?
You have to ask her or did you come to your own realisation? Were you like, who's the king? Who's the king? She was like, that was the bottle.
I'm Hercules.
Ah, oh, and did you get taken down a peg or two? That was a cracker. Thank you for interjecting. Everybody, that's Ian.
And you probably won't even put it on the podcast.
That's staying.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Staying. That was fucking brilliant.
Have you another one, dear?
Yeah, no, this is giving me the ick and I'm going to probably get sick
right,
reading
okay.
it. And you probably will as well.
Okay.
Now, it's a stupid one.
Right.
But basically, she was like, go to town on me little hoot nanny down there.
On her own self.
No, she said to the vibe.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, go to town. So she heard this little and she was like, what's happening? Because I'm like, nothing's going on down there. All I can hear is mumbling. And he's like, she's so pretty, she is a princess. He kept mumbling to her little Mary down there. She's so pretty, she is a princess. So she basically just got up and left the house. She's so pretty, she's a princess.
So
imagine
he was
someone mumbling that down there.
Doing affirmations to her fans.
Imagine.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, he's doing witchcraft on her. She's so pretty, she's a princess. Gucci, Gucci, go! No!
No, that's very bad. I wish.
No.
No, oh my God. Now, if somebody started like having a full, I would have been like, Roo! No. I would have frightened I would have frightened the
no,
cunt
you would just put him in a headlock. Get down yeah, there!
Absolutely. I would have tied him up like a knot. I would leave that poor cunt in a state. Out my house, slap on the arsenal.
No,
out you go.
Whispering at your little Mary now, come on.
It is called the Whispering Eye sometimes. Oh, so is I it?
I wouldn't know that,
no. You never see role models.
What?
A Whispering Eye.
No.
You've never seen it? Oh, very
oh,
good.
Sorry. There's a second part. She went on a date with him again.
No, sorry.
He shoved two chicken wings in his mouth at once and ate the bone, so she got up and left.
So
and
that's what turned
again.
Her off, not that's him down at her. Like, when God, him Livius.
10 pints to Gryffindor.
Yeah, that didn't turn her off, but the chicken wing did.
The chicken wing did.
Right, no. Okay. Great.
I know.
You're well, Farah.
There's a lovely sex stories today for you. I don't really have
imagine getting ones. Yourself dressed into your clothes after your shower to go and meet a man that whispered to your fan. That's insane to me. But you know what? I'm happy, Farah. I hope you paid for our dinner at least. And that's sucking the soul out of them wishbones.
Oh, fucking. Not one, two chicken wings.
Two chicken wings.
Greedy bastards.
Wow.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, so we're after being on the subject of like body image, and obviously we're actually been talking about little Mary's and all the whole lot after doing Sean's sex story part. So I think it's very fitting to bring this conversation in, and it was because I had seen an interview with Billie Eilish the other day. I've seen an interview the other day, and it was actually very interesting to me, and I wanted to bring it up because I feel like it's a very taboo subject and something that people would often shy away from, and things like that intrigue me.
Oh, she's getting ready for you now.
No, that was up my neck. So anyway, I came across it on YouTube the other day that Billy done an interview, and she had brought up the fact, and it's mad to hear from her as well.
Is this an movie thing, like the Netflix show, or is this just a different thing?
No, this is just an interview thing that came up on my YouTube channel, so I ended up listening to it. Because she was a little Disney kid and she was a little show pony like that all her life. And she would have been involved in that sort of industry, like child stars and stuff. So she had to be very prim and proper all of her life. So in this interview, she was talking about growing up in the industry and all the whole lot and the effects that it had in her life. And then she started speaking about how she was really good friends with boys growing up and stuff. And when you're friends with boys growing up, and I experienced this myself, you're let into their world an awful lot and how they see things and stuff. So obviously our boyfriends are talking about women around her and sex, and she was only very young, she was 11 years of age, she said. So to fit in with the boys, she started to watch porn. Very young to start watching porn, and that's so frightening because it's so fucking accessible. Like, you can go onto Google, type in anything whatever about want, porn, yeah. Bang, straight on. Like, the website dash it if you're a robot.
Yeah.
Click three literally, chimneys. Literally. Do you know what I mean? And then you can go straight fucking in and go forever what you want, right? So, like, an awful lot of porn sites as well as that. Like, there is some that you need subscriptions to and what have you, but on the most part, you can get into whatever you want. So she said that she started watching porn at 11. And she said this fucked her head up completely in so 11. Many different ways. 11 years of age.
She started even spell porn back then.
Yeah, well, she started watching porn. Now, I would have been, like, very late. I was later than my friends to all this kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? No, 11 is fucking viciously young.
Vicious.
And it's mad for the Americans because they're usually quite sheltered in that sense. But then as well, America is fucking insane. So, said she started watching it and it fucked her brain up completely when it came to watching it. And she obviously was watching, like, she said she was watching quite hardcore porn, like the likes of BDSM and... like
at the fucking age of 11.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she was watching quite hardcore, like violent porn,
no,
if you will.
Mental.
So when she started to have sexual relationships when she was older, she said that an awful lot of things happened that she less lied because she thought it was regular behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it was a little bit overstepping the mark and overstepping her boundaries and stuff, but she just didn't realise that because she thought that was normal. And she had this idea, she always despised her body growing up when she was younger because her body didn't look like the bodies of the women
in the women on the,
in
yeah.
these porn videos. So she said this completely destroyed her little brain when she was growing up. It affected her confidence, it affected her relationships that she had with other people and the likes of power play and stuff. She said it really, really got in on her. So one of the very interesting things she said, she was like, one of the things that threw me the most about porn was women's vaginas. And this is what she said. She said, when I was looking at them, I was like, what the fuck? Like, they actually look like fake. But the women's bodies in general looked fake. She was like, yeah. To me, that was how I was supposed to look.
So this is where we're going with this now. So this intrigued me so much because when I was younger, I remember always feeling quite uncomfortable in myself, like really uncomfortable in myself. Just something didn't feel right with me. And I remember saying to me ma one day, right, this is so bad, my ma's gonna fucking kill me. She won't kill me,
love
but
you, Sharon.
She's such a private person. Like, my ma's quite a prude in a certain sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were never the type to get changed around each other or anything. Like, I'd always get changed in my room, and so would my ma. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't just walking around with no bras or anything. No, that's so normal. And it is so normal.
My ma still tries to knock on the door. I baited you. Get out. Yeah, I'm 27. Yeah. Like,
do you know what I mean? It's not an odd thing for people to do that around their family. It's really not, but it's just something we never did. And I was always quite self conscious from the time I was younger anyway, even when I was in dancing and swimming mm-hmm. and all, I'd hide behind everything. It was just the way I was. So I remember saying to my ma before when I was younger, and I was like, ma, something doesn't exactly feel right like there. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. Like, it just feels uncomfortable. And my ma was like, no way. Like, is everything all right? Like, and I was like, no, I just feel, and I got real awkward then. And I was like, oh no, it doesn't matter. It's grand. It's all right. So obviously you grow up. That was in the back of my head because I was only very young then. I think I was about 7 or 8 when I said that to her. I was really, really young. And then you grow up and it means nothing. And then you're in dancing and stuff and you're in these tiny costumes. And again, I just felt really uncomfortable. And I was like, oh no, like, I don't know. I'm just real fucking nervy over me body as it was. So then I remember we went on our holidays and of course, then with me feeling uncomfortable, sorry, I was skipping ahead there. And I hung around with a load of young fliz when I was younger. That would have been a good bit older than me. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we're all hitting puberty. We're all getting that bit older and they're all talking about being with young ones and this and that. And I'll never forget one day, one of the lads turned around and goes, "Her fanny's in fucking bits."
About you?
No, oh. Jesus Christ. No, I hadn't even fucking kissed a young fly, I don't think, at this stage. "Her fanny's in fucking bits." And I was like, what does that even mean? I was like, what? Like, what do you mean?
Like a bag of mess.
Literally like a bag of messages, yeah. And I was like, oh God, like, what does that even mean? Like, our fanny's just all over the shop. Like, it's just disgusting and all. And I was like, I don't really understand what you mean by that. So this is where I came to the point of looking at porn from quite a young age, probably about 13, 14. And I was just like, what does he mean by that? I wanted to understand what he meant by that.
Just having vagina in on Google?
No, just porn. Just, and then you fucking go rooting and whatever, you have it, right? So I was like, oh, I don't really understand. And then I remember, again, them lads are still all talking about it and they're all deadly because they're all after figuring out XNXX and they're after figuring out how to get onto Pornhub and do things of the business. Mm-hmm. So we're like, that porn star, Christy Mack, like, our fanny's just in bits, like. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I have a name. I can see it. We can figure out what's going on here. And I remember going onto the videos and like that, her inner labia, as they call it, was outward from her outer. Again, no big deal. I looked at it and I was like, what's the fucking drama here? Like, yous are all bleeding, wanking into a sock and yous are giving out about this girl's fucking fanny being a bit. Like, I don't really understand, but okay. And I remember being like, oh, right, so that's what they think is horrible. So, of course, then I started to be more aware of my body as I got older and I had noticed that the uncomfortableness that I had felt was that I had a little bit more going on. And I was like, oh, No, it wasn't. And Sean, it's so funny because I remember just being like, oh, right, okay, so apparently I'm in bits. That's strange. Now, bear in mind, I was sexually active at this stage. Had never had anybody make comment on me body. Had never had anybody feel like, there was never any awkwardness. There was never nothing about it. Never a thing.
Which is you.
It was never a thing, Sean. It never was. But I had built myself up over what these young fellas were saying in front of me to think that there was something really wrong with me. And this always stuck in my head, but it's because I heard it from such a young age. Mm. You're so impressionable when you're younger. So this was stuck in my brain. And I always remember even thinking, like, if a fella came near me, I'd be flinching and I'd feel unwell because I'd be like, they're thinking this about me and I know they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody fucking taught it. Nobody gave a bollocks. So listen, you're loving their Mickey into something. They're happy. They're riding something, they're happy. They don't care. So again, as I got older, I remember just being like, then social media started to pick up. Bodies started to become a thing. People are all talking about people. It all just started to get very intense. So I remember we went on a holiday and the girls were like getting changed in front of each other. I used to, you can ask Kira Brooke, any of the girls, I used to go to the bathroom or to the bedroom to get changed. I'd never get changed in front of anybody, wouldn't go around with my chest out. This was when I had nothing wrong with my chest. Wouldn't go around with my chest out, wouldn't get changed in front of anybody. And the girls were in the bathroom, not in the bathroom, the kitchen one night, and they were all locked. And Kira Brooke, of course, had no jocks on.
I love how always fucking
kill me.
Kira Brooke.
And she bent over to pick something up and one of the girls like, oh my God, your fanny's lovely. And she was like, what you mean? And she was like, you have a lovely fanny. And then all of us, I was like, oh my God, we're not getting into this. Oh my God, I'm not having this conversation. Oh my God. And then of course I was like, what's your fanny like? What's your fanny like? And I was like, oh my God, ring the police. I was like, Mom, can you get me? I'm scared. I swear to God, I was sweating. I'll never forget it. And the girls are all there dropping their jocks, being like, no, oh my God. This is what girls do. Girls are disgusting. And the girls are like, yeah, lovely fanny, lovely fanny. They're all looking at me. I was like, I'm going to go Subway if anybody wants that.
And then I thought long.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want to be purchased. And they're like, Carly, what's wrong, John? I was like, I don't want to get changed in front of anybody. I was always so defensive. I just fucking, I couldn't handle it. But when the girls were all fucking magnifying their vaginas, everybody's is different. You think in my head, I'd go, oh, it's all right, because I'm normal. There was, again, can I just reiterate, no big deal. So, again, I realised how nervous it made me, how much I hated the conversation, how much it made me unwell. So I started looking into, when I heard the all famous Gemma Collins designer fucking vagina, I was like, what's this now? I'm in the market for this. We have a buyer. So I started, rooting around. And I was like, what's the story with this thing? Is it looking all right? Started looking into it and I was like, right, so obviously you have, Sean, you wouldn't know this.
No, you keep speaking because I've never actually looked into it. So right. I'm going to Google it and you keep speaking.
So there's your labia minora and your labia majora, okay? Right. So your outer lips are your majora, your inner lips are your minora. Stop making faces while...
Go no, on,
you're
keep
literally
going.
Trying
I'm
to
not,
knock us. Sean,
designer
you put
vagina.
Your finger on one of them before, I'm just saying.
No, I didn't.
So anyway.
Look at you now, jealous.
What you get nervous for?
Past.
Yeah, well, listen.
Oh, Gemma Collins pops up straight away.
Yeah. So I started looking into it and found out it was actually a very doable procedure. I thought it was going to be real dramatic and all. It really wasn't. Found out that River Medical in Dublin had a specialist in it. And I was like, oh, that's quite interesting. Well, maybe I could just go and look about it.
That's basically it. Right?
So
Perfect. Me
ma.
Do you want to say it again?
I'll never forget it. It was nearing me 24th. And me ma kept on asking me, did I want a car? No, ma, I want a vagina. And my ma was like, what? I was like, I want a new fanny, please. And my ma was like, Carly, what are you talking about? And I was like, remember I said to you when I was a really, really small child, well, apparently I'm damaged and it's still bothering me, so this needs to happen.
That's awful. You've been damaged.
I know.
Like
so my ma was like, Carly, you're insane. Like, and my ma would never go to me, show me, prove it.
Yeah.
My ma was like, right, well, if you feel so strongly about it and this is something that is tormenting you for so long, well then, right, look, go and talk to them. And again, no, I fucking did. My ma wouldn't look at me. In the eye, she'd have a heart attack. So it was
she could be just spending that money and nothing if nothing was really wrong.
No, me ma had never questioned me like that. So it's very funny because I remember when I said I wanted braces, me ma was like, yeah, go on, go to the consultation. See if you need fucking braces. You're dope 4.5 grand later. I need braces. So she was like, yeah, go on, look, go to the consultation. She tried to humor me, right? So I got there and I was like, oh, lovely, happy days. Yeah, well, listen, I'm happy with this or whatever. Met the surgeon. He had a look at me and he was like, look, I'm going to be really honest with you. He was like, I don't see the drama, but if you're not happy, we can do something for you or whatever. And I was like, then I had to look at a gallery of fannies.
Fuck off.
So this is this type of fanny and this is this type of fanny and we're going to do this with your vagina. And
you're
I was like,
your hair
right.
done?
Literally, it was literally like going through a catalogue and I was like, right, okay. And he was like, now bear in mind, like I have had women come and get the procedure and then be upset after it and they weren't happy with it and they wanted their old back. He was like, I have to tell you all these things before you go ahead and think about doing it. So I was like, no, it was in my head. Don't want a gun, just want a new little, tiny little winchy tingy, right? So I give you a giggle. Kira Bore came to a consultation with me one day and obviously because I'm in for a fucking sexual organ, they automatically assumed that Kira was me lesbian lover. So they're talking to me about my vagina, but they're almost asking Kira and looking for her validation on the decision of my vagina. So Kira, the innocence of Kira, she was there like, why do they keep half the name? I was like, do you think we're with each other? But I think then, because we were so young, I think that the nurses and the people we were talking to got embarrassed over the fact that they thought we were together. And I was like, so this is my friend. And they kept giggling. Because they were obviously like, no, that's your board. I was like, no, I promise you, I'm not a lesbian. It's not me board. But anyway, we let them believe what they wanted to believe. I wasn't there to argue with a load of adults. And because I was so young, I was only 20. Like, so... She went one time with me and she came back a second time. This was when the surgeon literally had to draw with a marker on my hootenanny what was going on. Oh, yeah.
Like a little canvas.
And get me a hand mirror. Now, bear in mind, I was somebody with such, like, it's not body dysmorphia, but body disgust. Like, I couldn't look at myself. Yeah. So he hands me a fucking hand mirror and he's like, I need you to look and see if you'd be happy with, like, the way that I'm going to do it.
So of course I'm like, oh fucking Jesus Christ, my heart's thumping. I remember Kira in the room, feeling Kira, there was a curtain pulled across, so Kira was on the other side.
Like, you're giving birth.
Here's Kira. The nice. The nice. I was like, Kira, I don't know if and he was like, would you like your partner to come in? I said, I mean, fucking partner. I said, Kira, I was like, Do you want to tell me? I need a second opinion. Kira was like, yeah, go on. Kira go fucking on. Pulled the curtain. And in she came. It was like she looked at a fucking top and Zara. Lovely, da. That'd be lovely now. Yeah, lovely fit,
no,
da.
No, that's lovely.
You'd want to see her lovely now. That'd be gorgeous. Yeah, Carly. No, that looks the business now. I was like, oh my fucking. There's two. So there's a grown fucking doctor man and Kira sat elbowing each other. Oh yeah, no. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. And I was like, oh my God, it was the most fucking upsetting fucking thing in my life. And so that was grand. Then I ended up going down to Clane Hospital. Do you know when I was on the way there, I was like, this is like something out of a film. Am I fucking insane? I'm going to get me fanny done. Like, what is actually going on here? I was like, can I just turn around now and not have this happen? Because this actually being a part of my life is fucking mental. I was like, what is going on? So we got down there anyway. The hospital's poxy spotless. My God, it was stunning. A woman was at again. I tits done 10 minutes before and she was walking out the door.
Yeah.
Shit. It was unreal. Doctor was a fucking wizard. I actually forget his name. I do have like files and stuff at home with all of it. But, got there, Kira and me ma, God bless them, they waited on me all day. I think the procedure took like 4 hours. It's like, you have to be really careful because there's loads of nerve endings down there and stuff. It's nothing got to do with the actual like
procedure. So you had a good kip anyway.
I had a good kip. Yeah, got put under. Came back to the room, out and no. So obviously Kira's fretting. Kira's going, oh my God, how's she going to walk? And obviously because it's down there and it's so sensitive, like how's she going to go to the toilet? What's going to happen? She thought that I'd need a catheter. They were like, listen, that's done now. That's fresh. You're brand new. Like obviously you can't have sex for 6 to 8 weeks. And I was seeing someone at the time, right? So I wasn't telling him. I was so embarrassed. Like I was so embarrassed.
Did he not know you were going for this procedure?
No, he didn't know.
And it was just going to be like, oh, here you go,
hadn't slept with him. So it's not as if he would have known. You know,
so if you're listening now you know.
Yeah, so I was seeing him and he was like, what are you going in for? Now, bear in mind, I had already been in hospital for cysts on my ovaries before. So I was like, look, I'm not completely lying. I was like, I'm going in, I have to get like cysts lasered off because I had a procedure like this one before. So I was like, yeah, that's all it is and stuff. And I was like, I have to abstain from sex for like 6 to 8 weeks, and which didn't bother me because I hadn't been near him already anyway. But I remembered that was the lie that I had told like everybody. Because I obviously didn't mind. Obviously, my close friends knew what I was going to do, but I did. At that time, I was so ashamed and so embarrassed of it that I didn't tell anybody. Like, I was in a relationship for 2 flat years before the person I was with found out that I had it done. And it's only because there was a bit of an issue that I said it. Like, I had no plan on telling the person. And they were like, what? That's lethal. I was like, what do you mean? Like, can I tell me friends? I was like, why are fellas so fucking brain dead?
You were 22 or something at this stage. Can I tell me friends?
Can I tell me friends? I was like, okay. Well, do you know what? Do what you will with that information because whatever, it's out there now. But like, it's not a thing that I ever planned on telling anybody. Like, I have other people, obviously, that I've been with or that I've been seeing that have just no clue.
Just telling the whole world now.
They'll hear it now and be like, sorry. But so the procedure was done. I was fucking fresh after it. Now I woke up out and no, I mean, I was out of my head on morphine, and it's the funniest thing ever. Kira has videos. I'll stick them on the podcast page, the stories.
Yes.
So basically I woke up and I was like, oh my God, who was Yankee Doodle and why did he go to London? And they were like, what, Carly? And I was like, yeah, why did he go to London? And I was like, Kira, can you just pull up that blind there, please? And she was like, yeah, grand. Real sunny day out. I was like, oh my God, I really like that tree. It was a bush. It was just a regular bush. Just a regular run of the mill. What kind of tree would you say that is there now? And here I was. Is that someone's house across there? And they were like, no, Carly, that's the hospital. I was like, hey, who's in hospital? I swear to God. She has the videos. And I'm singing Yankee Doodle. And then halfway through, I'm like, oh my God, what's the rest? When does it go? Then everywhere that Mary went.
Yankee Doodle.
I'd say children's nursery rhyme, but I was so concerned about Yankee Doodle at that stage. I was very upset. Oh, Sean, I was out of me fucking mind. And then I was like, Kira said, I had my tea and toast and snap. I was back in the room. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Because they were staring at me, you know that way? And I was like, what's wrong with you? And Kira said, I jumped up out of bed, went to the toilet as if nothing had ever happened in the world.
And did you even remember that you got it done, like when you were going to toilet?
No, my brain just completely forgot why I was there, but I was actually back to my sense at that stage. It was weird. Went to the toilet, couldn't feel an ounce of pain. There was absolutely, when I mean no pain whatsoever. Stayed in the hospital for the night in a private room. It was fucking gorgeous. Great treatment down there. and then went home the next day. Never suffered an ounce of pain. You'd have never known that I got aunt and don't know. Obviously, like I said, you had to abstain from sex for 6 to 8 weeks.
Did you stick to the six to eight weeks?
I did stick to that. And yeah, just went on about my life as normal. And obviously, I've been reflecting on that time in my life with all of the body image issues coming up at the moment. But I have to say, although it wasn't done for the wrong reasons, because I was so young and I said it to my master, there obviously was something wrong and I was uncomfortable. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was an issue. But I think it is quite sad the way the idea kind of was basically born into my head through people talking about people's bodies and judging people's bodies. And it wasn't apparent to me that everybody was so different, and it wasn't really a thing. Like I said, it's a very taboo subject, so nobody speaks about it at the time.
Did you speak to anyone else before that? Was it just your mum?
I just went straight into it. No, obviously Kira and my close friends would have known. Blaine, do you know what? Blaine was fucking brilliant throughout all that. He really, really was. And for being a male like that, I know he's gay, but for being a male and giving me different perspectives in that sense, he was fucking brilliant. Like, he really was. And yeah, I just spoke to the people closest to me around me. I knew that I wanted it and I knew that I needed it done, and for me. But it is sad that the kind of the birthplace of the idea came from the fucking novels and what they were saying about women's bodies and stuff. And like I said, I had myself so convinced that I had to look a certain way, because when I started watching porn, because I was so concerned about what they were saying, all of the women were literally, like, I'm not being funny, it was just a little fairy slice. It was just, that was it. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it is. It's mental, what was born into my head. But now in the media and stuff, like, a girl I know, Megan Wren, had photographs up. She went to, like, a women's circle during the night, and, like, the women were fully in the nip.
What?
Yeah, they went and they done, like, this retreat thing, and it was all meditation, this, that, and the other. But they done a photo shoot at the end where they had nothing on them. And girls are all built in different shapes and sizes. It's lovely to see that being promoted, because there was such a lack of it when my little confused self was growing up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want to reiterate that as well, because I'm not sure if there is that many younger women listening, but this is most likely a conversation that they'd have never had in their life, that they'd have never had the opportunity to have, because kids aren't going to be judged by their friends if they have these type of conversations. People often don't have a safe space to hear about these kind of things. So that is why I wanted to bring it up and speak about it, because I forgot that I had it done. It meant nothing to me. Like, this is why, obviously, I didn't relay it back to people that I had been seeing or being with, because I just completely forgot about it. Do you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I just felt it was important to kind of highlight them things. And it's so, so important if you're a parent listening, if you're an older sister listening and you have, like, that younger sister, family member coming into puberty, I think it's important to give this information to younger girls mostly, because we do come in all shapes and sizes, and it doesn't matter what way you are. Like, nobody is made the way them women are made. Well, 90% of the world isn't. Do you know what I'm saying? There could be people that are just fucking very lucky, but 90% of the world just isn't made like that. And I think it's important to let younger women know. Even women that, again, wouldn't be, like, exposed to that type of stuff, to let them know that, listen, you're grand the way you are. Although I am glad that I done it. Would I still make the same decision today if I had had access to the type of information that's out there now?
I don't think you would have.
I don't know.
No.
But again, I don't regret it.
If you had spoke to someone, you wouldn't have either.
Yeah, I don't.
Like a therapist kind of thing. Like,
oh, but I don't think it's not a wrong thing that I needed to speak to a therapist over. Like, it wasn't wrong. And it's still not wrong now if somebody wants to go. I don't think you're wrong for any kind of procedure that you go for if it's going to make you feel more comfortable within yourself. But I just don't know, again, if I had that access to that information and I had people around me that were willing to have these conversations like that. I'm not putting my ma down for that, because she's just, it's the way she is. She's old fashioned about things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if she had known that that was affecting me the way it was, I think she would have made more of an effort to fucking talk to me about it. But I don't think she thought it was even that big of a deal. But it's down to anything. It's down to, I used to always say this in school. Like, I remember there was girls that I hung around with that Sean, their mas wouldn't allow them on the pill when they started their period and stuff, because they thought they were going to fucking ride the walls down around them the second they went on the pill and
my
stuff.
My ma be really like that. No, you're not going. And I could be a slapper. That's the way my ma would think. But obviously, like, there's no girls in the house, but yeah, I can just know that's the way she thinks.
But there's girls I know that their parents were so dead setting them not going on the pill, and they ended up pregnant at fucking 15. So use your scalp. Like, if you really want to be protective, why don't you safely educate your child and
educate yourself first and then go ahead and
that,
do your child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good. Educate yourself first before you go and speak to your child, because like that, I think the tighter the leash, the longer the stride when they do get a chance to run amok. So I think that it's your fucking due diligence as a parent to fucking educate your children and let them know about this sort of thing, so they don't make up their own mind and their own like
and their own scenarios and what they want done. Yeah.
The way I did. But again, like I said, I don't regret it now, because it was something that worked out in my favour. I feel more confident in my body. I feel better in myself for it. But again, would I have done it?
No. And that's the story on Carly's designer vagina.
And there we are. I literally
never knew this whole story. I just know from parties. You're just like, yeah, well, I have a designer vagina. No. You just be saying out of nowhere. That's all. But I never knew. Like, is she just saying that, or is she just saying she has a lovely
perfect one? If we're in the house with the gays, and they'd be like, oh, go on, Gucci GWE.
No, but
I'm like, yeah.
Gucci.
That's me.
I originally
thought. He thought I was bedazzled for jazzled. Oh, that's not a bad idea. I think I might get, that's what I heard in Diamonds Across Miguel.
No, you will not.
No. But, no, just to clarify something as well, people always ask this question when it does come up in conversation. They're like, so did you get, like, tightened? No, because I was only a small child. No, I wasn't a small child. I was only a young woman. I didn't need to be tightened. I'd like to think I don't need to be tightened now. But you can do that. You can do... No, it's been a while.
It does it itself.
But, no, you can get it tightening procedure, but that's not what I had. I literally had the labia minora reduced, and that is all.
Like, just slit off, like, and just stitched back together, or was it like stitched in?
Just like a little hammer.
Do you know what? You enjoy that story, and thank you so much.
And there's no scarring as well. People are like, how do people not know there's no scarring?
And if you swipe up and use Carly 15 today, you will get 15% off.
Onto me. They were legal as well, by the way, if anybody's thinking of it. But yeah. And I'm not promoting to go and get your coochie done.
No, I still never knew this. I just thought you're just born with a lovely, perfect vagina. And that's when you say, well, I have a designer pussy. That's what I was like, she just has a perfect vagina.
So this
is news to me, lads, as well.
No, I gave you a laugh. I remember I had an argument with someone and he was like, yeah, your body's in bits or something. I was like, yeah, me fanny's worth £4.5 grand. So don't even annoy me. Like, indeed, you got, like, don't even actually annoy me. Me fanny's worth more than your car, you stupid cunt. So please don't bother me. And there you are.
How much did you think now our little diamonds and our pussy was in?
Me ma's gonna lose her mind. The things I do for this podcast, I've exposed myself so many times. I really hope there's a very laid back man out there that might find someone disgusting and attractive. I really do. I have a nice fanny.
Worth more than your car. Down payment for a house, guys. So just cut it off and give it to you.
No, credit union.
No.
I can't take that out. It wasn't even on loan. It's all right. 24's birthday present, though. That's good, isn't it?
You're going to have everyone texting you now. Do you think I should do?
What do you think my plan was? My phone's bleeding empty. I was like, do you know what? I'm going to share my body positivity story. I'm an animal. That's actually I'm joking, everyone.
I'm joking. Oh. Go on, Carly, close us off there.
So, thank you, everybody, for listening about my body autonomy. And thank you for listening to Sean about Ibiza. If you want any tips and tricks, you're not getting any off him.
Basically. And don't fall asleep on a random person's balcony for 2 hours, because you will get some stroke, okay? Bye-bye. Love you, doll.
Love you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.